Welcome to the Huron Legal Podcast Series. In this series, Huron Legal executives share insights on the issues and trends that are shaping the industries we serve.
This is Lillian Fleury at the Huron Legal Institute, and I'm speaking with Roy Russell about deaths by email, and more importantly, how to avoid it. Roy is a managing director in Huron Legal's London office. He has more than 25 years of experience implementing and supporting software technologies in the UK, Europe, and North America. Before he joined Huron Legal, Roy was co-founder of a UK-based provider of technology consulting and software solutions focused on corporate and government in-house legal departments. So, Roy, what is the problem with email, especially for lawyers?
Well, the lawyer has adopted or embraced the Outlook inbox as their filing system. And whilst that's great for the individual, for a team and for collaboration on matters, it really causes some big issues. The biggest being the lack of being able to share information between their colleagues as the emails are trapped within their individual inbox. Secondly, the IT department will enforce restrictions upon size of mailboxes, and that in itself is counterproductive to using the inbox as a filing system. So the lawyer ends up having to delete or archive emails out of the inbox to provide more room, and that just creates more issues. If they're archiving out to separate archive files, that creates more areas to search for information, and again, that information cannot be easily shared.
So what are the implications of these email problems on records and information management or compliance or things like that?
Well, if you've got all your information stored in email within an inbox, the biggest issue is the unstructured nature. There's no additional information that gives you an easy way to identify which emails are important, which ones, what matters they're related to. In many cases, what starts off about one particular subject may end up talking about many other different subjects. So it's the inefficiency of being able to assign and categorize those emails for records management while it's in the unstructured format of an inbox.
So how can this problem be avoided?
Well, what we've seen is the use and adoption of document management systems that enterprise search systems that incorporate an email management module. And very simply, the email management module will integrate with the user's mailbox, whether that's Lotus Notes or Microsoft Outlook, and will allow the user to move the emails from the inbox into a central collaborative workspace or electronic matter file. This allows the users to have a single central reference for all information, all their Word documents or any other Microsoft Office documents they might create, as well as all the email correspondence and scanned paper documents. So they can have one point of reference which is can be shared across the team. It can be fully indexed, so it can then be easily searched and information can be retrieved. But more importantly, the information that they store, including emails, can have automatically applied to it additional information, which we call metadata or profile information, and that information can then help automatically assign records retention policies and therefore assist with the compliance and regulatory issues.
Are there features that someone should look for if they're looking for an email management system?
Well, the first thing is that the system provides that central matter file concept and basically doesn't create any overheads for the lawyer. A system isn't going to be adopted by anyone, let alone a lawyer, unless it fits in with their business process. So it's the ease and simplicity of how you are able to file emails to the electronic matter file is key to the adoption of the system in the first place. Because the simpler it is, the more information can get filed and the more complete the file will be. Then you need to ensure that the system is storing the emails in the native message format so that the email can easily be opened and replied to or forwarded on, just as if it was sitting in the Microsoft Outlook inbox still. There's a whole raft of other features that should be looked at as well, which include being notified that another user has filed an email. So there are systems which will, if, for example, an email is received by people within the department, the first person files the email, the system can go in and update the other four users' mailboxes and change the status or update the icon so that visibly, you know, those users can see that someone else has already filed that email and therefore save them the effort of filing the email. So it's things like that which include the efficiency and individual productivity of the users. And it's quite easy to justify or build a business case on the just on the amount of time that these type of systems can save the members of the team.
Thank you, Roy.
You've been listening to a Huron Legal podcast. For more insights from our executives, or to learn more about Huron Legal, please visit our website at www.huronconsultinggroup.com.